Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The DH, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kravick. Brett moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen takes first base on ball four. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Otis moves to second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. Otis tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nordhagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. 2 outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Washington moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravick fires to first and has Potek trapped. There's the throw to Pryor, who tags Potek for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister bunts in front of the plate. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 3 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Steve Busby now pitching. Mike Squires pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bannister fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Torres moves to second. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Colburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott is walked intentionally. UL Washington pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is walked intentionally. Scott moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Scott moves to third. Washington moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.